My heart was pounding and my legs were shaking as I watched the largest rocket motor fire at Utah's Orbital ATK facility on Tuesday. The solid rocket booster is going to be used to launch the next generation space vehicle, SLS, NASA's acronym for Space Launch System.
To get the big, heavy things off the planet that we need, you need a lot of thrust very quickly, and that's what these solid rocket motors do.
That's Kent Rominger, Vice President of Strategy and Business Development at Orbital ATK and former NASA astronaut.
The acceleration is incredible. You're burning 5.5 tons of propellant every second.
The booster was locked horizontally into a test stand. The crowd waited anxiously as the clock ticked down.
3, 2, 1, fire!
The propellant ignited and spewed massive flames and gray smoke clouds into the side of a bare mountain, with temperatures hot enough to turn sand into glass. The rumbles and vibrations from the tremendous amount of energy released was enough to take some air out of my lungs. Tuesday's test of the rocket motor is an important milestone in the journey to complete the first SLS. Stan Love, who has been an astronaut for 18 years, said the new rocket is going to take humans where they have never gone before. Eyes are set on Mars.
We haven't sent anybody, except for robots, out beyond low Earth orbit, out to the moon, out into the solar system, since Apollo. And the time has come to fix that. So in order to do that, though, we need a rocket, and the SLS is that rocket.
I looked at the crowd as the engine fired and saw smiles, possibly a tear in some who worked so hard for this achievement, and even a little terror sparked by the magnitude of the power we were witnessing. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Risa Ledbetter.